The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30.
Andy O'Donoghue joins us now for Tech Thursday. And we're going to talk about audio tech for enjoying your music in particular. And I'm going to start with possibly one of the most expensive things you could have recommended. And much as I love having good sound quality music blasting away at home, I don't think I could justify paying €2,250 for a speaker system. Tell us about the Cambridge Audio Evo 150 streamer.
And it doesn't even come with speakers, Matt.
What?
Believe it or not, for that price, yeah.
What is it, so?
So this is a streaming music system, and it is specifically for digital music. And it is very much, the most expensive audio product that I think we've ever discussed on the show. And it is a real kind of audiophile product. And it's a single system, 150 watts per channel. So it will generate great sound if you have some speakers to plug it into. But it has this multitude of streaming options. So it connects via Wi-Fi, it does Apple AirPlay, it has Bluetooth, but it Cambridge Audio have a system, it's called the Stream Magic platform. And that's how they deliver this absolutely crystal clear streaming service. And so what you do is you would, to get the best out of it, you need a Tidal Connect account or a Spotify Connect account. And if you have Tidal Masters, that uses these very high quality MQA powered files, and the audio mat from this is breathtaking. Yes, it's expensive, but for somebody who has an expensive hi-fi setup, and hi-fi is a big deal in Ireland, this is absolutely the best version of this that you can buy.
But Andy, what speakers would you need with it, and how much would they cost? And in addition to that, could it be let down by poor quality wi-fi?
Probably not by poor quality Wi-Fi, because if you've got it in your home, you know, you're close enough to your router to have decent connection. And of course, you can hardwire it. You can use an Ethernet connection. Most of us have those sockets at the back of our routers. It has this wonderful screen. One of the features I love about it is it will display the artwork of the album you're listening to, which is a lovely feature. Yes, you're paying a lot of money. You expect things like this, but it looks beautiful. As regards speakers, you would need to pair it with really good speakers, and you're probably looking at spending somewhere from 500 to €1,000 for a nice pair of speakers that will give you the audio reproduction. But Matt, there are cheaper versions of this, of digital streamers. You can buy a good one for maybe €400. This is an exceptional hi-fi device. Cambridge Audio make wonderful products, and I thought I'd mention it because if you have a listener out there who truly loves hi-fi and has the budget, you cannot do better.
Okay, well, let's take other things. You've got a Sonos Roam for bringing the speaker room to room, I think, isn't it?
So the Sonos Roam is a nice product, and I always think this time of year we do start, obviously we get out more and we're starting to get out more, whether it's to the garden, hopefully to the beach one day in the not too distant future. But the Sonos Roam is the first truly portable speaker that they've done. There's new colours. It's now available in 5 colours, including kind of a lovely off-red and green and blue. And it's waterproof, so it's IP67 rated. And if you are buying a Bluetooth speaker, that's worth considering, because it means it doesn't matter if it drops in the water or in the bath even. Comes with 10-hour battery life, which is pretty good. It's also drop-resistant. This is a real, real sturdy device. And it has Apple AirPlay, allowing you to stream from your iPhone. Why do I like it particularly? Wi-Fi ensures that you always have a good signal. But Bluetooth, if you're out and about, you can power your music from your phone, and the 10-hour battery life is exceptional. And for €199, sometimes you'll see it cheaper, but it's a really, really quality device from Sonos.
Okay, and then if you want something slightly cheaper, what about the JBL Flip 6?
So the Flip 6 is a really nice alternative for this. And JBL have a range of products on the market, from headphones to little speakers. I really like the Flip 6 because you can pick it up for about €120 in electrical shops around the country. Again, it's waterproof and dustproof. Absolutely neat. You need that for outside. And it's got 12 hours of playback time. So it's very durable, it's portable, and the sound is really good. good. So it's good value for money.
Okay, let's go to headphones, over-ear headphones. You recommended before Christmas as part of our annual special as Sony WH-1000 XM4 noise-cancelling headphones, to which I am now addicted since I got them for myself for Christmas. But there's a slightly cheaper version.
So, yeah, that's right. And so the XM5s are the best headphones, really, with that noise cancellation. They are truly wonderful. And I know I always recommend them, but that's simply because they are superb. But they're expensive, Matt, and the list price for the XM5s is about €420, so they're dear. Whereas the XM4s, which is the previous model, was also ranked 5 stars by What Hi-Fi magazine, has excellent noise cancellation as well, has this very clever speak-to-chat technology. So if you take a phone call and you start talking, it pauses the playback on the headphone or via the headphone, stops your phone, and an incredible 30-hour battery life. But you can pick up the XM4s for about €260, €280. So a significant price difference between them and the XM5 is about €140. But the thing is, the difference isn't that huge. So I would suggest to people, if you want a superb pair of headphones, have a look at the XM4s.
But what about the Bose noise-cancelling headphones?
Well, Bose are really good, and they are a little bit divisive, though, Matt, in the same way that Beats headphones are. Beats tend to be quite heavy and bassy, whereas Bose tend to be a little bit more clinical in their sound, but people like them. They have a set of headphones, the noise-cancelling headphones 700s, they're expensive also, about €449. You'll sometimes pick them up on offers for less. However, truly world-class sound and excellent noise cancellation. And battery life is good at 20 hours, but the Sony's significantly more. However, if you like the Bose sound, people will like them. They also have these very nice controls, so they're easy to control, these little touch controls on the ear pads, which are lovely.
And tell us about the designer earbuds you have in mind.
Well, this has become a little bit of a trend over the last few years, and Kath Kidston, the designer, has lent her designs to set of headphones which are really lovely. They're called the VQ Skylarks, and they have these Kath Kidston designer prints on them, but they're great value at about €70, and you'll see them in stores shortly. You can pick them up online at the moment. Really eye-catching designer patterns, true wireless technology, they're Bluetooth, come with a little compact charging case. And why I like them, well, honestly, they're very pretty. There's a fashion statement there, but really good audio performance.
Andy O'Donoghue, thank you for joining us for Tech Thursday.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.